You're entering the MSP Zone, a podcast for the managed services community, covering news, analysis, and interviews from around the globe. Elevate your MSP game by staying in the MSP Zone. And now, your host, Charles Weaver.
MSSP, build versus buy. If you're an MSP and you are thinking about getting into the managed security space and you are wanting to act quickly, this is the question that you're probably dealing with right now. Should you build it? Should you buy? Or should you partner? And that's what we're going to be talking about today with our special guest who is going to bring many, many years of experience in the managed security space and give us some of his insight about build, buy, partner, and give at least some of you MSPs options when it comes to your MSSP or managed security practice rollout. So I'm going to not waste any more time. We got a lot of material to cover, and let me get right to introducing, many of you actually probably know, our special guest, probably seen him at MSP World over the past several probably many years, may have golfed with him at MSP World, but many of you may already know Brian Stoner, who is joining us from his firm, Stellar Cyber. Brian, welcome to the MSP Zone.
Yeah, hey, Charles. Great to be on with you today, for sure. Love the organization. Really enjoyed working with you and Celia over the years, for sure.
Well, it's great to hear from you again, and you know we've got a lot to talk about, and some of these things we've talked about in the past, you and I. But for those out there who are not familiar with your firm, Stellar Cyber, could you give us just a quick summary of what you guys are doing in the MSP space?
Yeah, absolutely. Stellar Cyber, the company that I'm working for right now, was the first company to develop what we're calling the Open XDR platform. And I know we all use a lot of acronyms in this business, but essentially what that means is they've built a platform that can take in information from multiple different security tools, from you know the network, from endpoints, from the cloud, and from you know even user behavior. And we're able to correlate all these things into security events that our partners can use to, you know, help protect their customers. And it's a much more comprehensive, you know, view of security than, you know, a lot of manufacturers have been able to provide. You know, we've been following defense in depth for so many years. It was really time for a platform that kind of combined a lot of these things to make it easier for the managed services provider.
So I'd like to, because this is very relevant right now, we've had an unusual year, and we've had an accelerator of sorts in that many MSPs are feeling pushed into the managed security space. And I've got my own feelings about, you know, that nomenclature about, is managed services, managed security different than managed services in general? And I think that there are some different ways you could answer that. But the MSSP MSP debate, is it, in your opinion, just a question of whether or not the MSP has a SOC, a security operations center, or runs a SIM? Or is it deeper than that, in your opinion?
So I think it's to your point. There's different levels, right? I hate to say that there, you know, a SOC makes you an MSSP or a NOC makes you an MSP, right? Because I believe that you know MSPs have been providing security services for years, managing firewalls and endpoint security and things like mail hygiene, right? But I think that the difference that we're starting to see now is that a lot of the MSPs were told, well, hey, you know, if you don't have some super expensive security guys or a SIM or a SOC, you know, you can't provide managed security services. And I think at Stellar, we kind of feel like we're leveraging technology to help the, you know, MSP up level their services and their game in the security space so that they can compete and not necessarily have to outsource SOC services to another partner.
Okay, so that's really interesting, and I want to get back to that in a moment. But for the, just as a level set, for the MSPs out there saying, well, I think I've been offering managed security for decades, and maybe they have, there's a lot of MSPs out there who have been selling, standing up, and then monitoring and managing firewalls for forever, for 20 plus years. And yeah. I mean, we're not saying that that isn't necessarily done, but it's not enough. It almost feels like it. There needs to be more. And is that true? And do you buy into that theory that more needs to be delivered?
Well, I do, because, you know, the COVID situation has really accelerated customers needing to move outside of their four walls. And a lot of the technology that we've been installing, like firewalls, were designed to protect those four walls, not necessarily a distributed workforce. So now, not only are we, you know, doing more outside of, you know, that physical network, but we're using a lot more SaaS services. We're hosting our critical applications in, you know, cloud architectures. And in order to get a complete view of what's happening in, you know, your customer's environment anymore, you had to have a much wider aperture to the things that they're using to be able to provide an effective security service.
So, I mean, is it safe to say, in your opinion, because I think everything you said is really important and accurate, is it safe to say that the MSP isn't necessarily evolving into an MSSP, but rather that the MSP is now being, if not forced, then strongly encouraged to evolve and to mature their managed services offering specific to security, to go from, I mean, you referenced work from home, you referenced distributed, you know, workers, atypical networks and defensive techniques. Everything's changing this year, it seems like, and that seems to be a big factor of how MSPs need to evolve. Your thoughts?
I totally agree. And I think that, you know, with the technology that we provide, you know, we can simplify that transition by being able to take in information from all of those different areas within their customer's business. And I think what's really happening is the end customers are starting to get more educated, and they're starting to ask more questions about the security and how they're being protected. And so when you can, you know, expand your story and help them understand the risks in the different, you know, areas in their business, then that helps answer those questions and it helps retain your customers. And when they understand it better, they'll even pay a little bit more for that expanded coverage over what maybe you've been doing for them historically.
Yeah, that's a really excellent point about the maturity and upping the game of the MSPs. Let me get to the kind of the seminal question of our discussion here, which is, you know, build or partner. If the previous debate was, you know, do I build a NOC or do I outsource, right? Most MSPs kind of tried to do it themselves and have some sort of, internally constructed NOC going. It's really different for a SIM or a SOC, a security operations center. Is that the end of the debate, or is there more to just standing up a NOC with security technical engineers in it?
Yeah, there is more to it, Charles. And when I think about, you know, what's in a SOC, is it just a SIM? Absolutely not. Especially to have a more advanced service today, you're going to have things that, you know, monitor networks. You're going to have things that monitor endpoints. You're going to have cloud services that you monitor. All those different things. And those things, when you try to integrate them to a SIM, generate a lot of alerts on a daily basis. So the first thing you're going to need is some sort of machine learning to be able to limit the alerts and to stitch those things into events that you can actually do something about. So that's the first thing. So traditional SIEM was never really meant to do that. SIEM was really designed for compliance reporting and things like that. So, you know, a lot of the SIEM vendors are using machine learning on the front end to reduce the amount of logs, which reduces the amount of data they're analyzing, which reduces their effectiveness. With our OpenXDR platform, we're bringing in more data, but we're only bringing in metadata, which is the important things that, you need to have to be able to stitch together a broader event from a series of unrelated alerts. But you know, beyond that, you know, you do need the workflow to manage tickets and things like that. That's kind of a, you know, standard out of the box feature of most technology these days. But the next thing that you really need to have is a way to do automated remediation. And, you know, this is where everybody, you know, who was an MSSP and had a SIEM started looking at SOAR technologies a couple years ago. And what they found out is that, you know, in order to run a SOAR, you have to create a bunch of playbooks and, you know, rules and things similar to what you have to create in a SIEM. And now you've got two really big, heavy things to manage. What Stellar's done on that side is we have connector integrations to things like EDR vendors, where if we see an event and we isolate that a particular user needs to be, you know, taken out of Active Directory or to have their, you know, computer contained, it's a one-click response from the event in Stellar Cyber out to the EDR tool, and the problem is solved. You don't have to go to another console and log in. You don't have to have guys who understand, you know, how to stitch in threat intelligence to know the reputation of the malware that, you know, infected that machine. You can just go ahead and with one click remediate it. So it's kind of a long-winded answer to your question, but I think, you know, number one, it has to have more than SIEM, you know, technology. The machine learning helps reduce the alerts so you can focus on the things that matter. And then remediation is another key piece. But, you know, beyond that, then you start to talk about things like threat hunting, which is a little bit more advanced. But, you know, most MSPs could provide those three services out of the box, leveraging our technology.
It almost seems like this is a next gen RMM platform. And I suspect you might say that this is not an RMM platform, that it doesn't disrupt or require the removal of the existing RMM tools that the MSPs use. But there's a lot of things that sound very similar to that.
Yeah, it is. It's a different focus, though. Our RMM is kind of really focused on, you know, the endpoints themselves. This is more about correlating all of the events that are happening into something meaningful that, you know, needs to be resolved quickly, right? And so RMM is something that we would integrate with to know the patch level of, you know, a particular device. Which from a threat scoring perspective would, you know, raise our alert level, because if we knew it wasn't patched against a particular threat, we would just, you know, go ahead and raise that as at a higher alert level, right? So we're making a lot of decisions, leveraging machine learning to take that pressure off of, you know, the analyst, and then kind of helping them just focus on the things that need to be dealt with immediately.
So I'm assuming that an MSP, I'm an MSP right now. I have, you know, maybe I'm managing some firewalls, servers, you know, network infrastructure, and I want to get into security. My options now are I build something myself. I buy a SIEM software and I stand it up and I have my existing NOC start to develop some security engineering skill sets. That takes time. It takes investment. What are the pros and cons as you see it for partnering with a firm such as yours, where you know, you might offer a slightly different, you know, 6-month plan for entry into this MSP space.
Yeah, actually, the Jumpstart program that we just released, and, you know, thank you for that question, is something that we've developed to help the MSP get there faster. We've developed a training curriculum that's 3 half-day sessions that helps get that NOC analyst to become more of a SOC analyst. The technology itself can be deployed in a cloud, on-prem, you know, whatever form factor is easiest for the partner. But setting it up takes an hour, not days. And the next thing that you need to do is deploy the sensors. Once the sensors are in place, you'll get our out-of-the-box, you know, supervised machine learning right out of the box. So we'll start detecting things right away. But as we start, you know, learning each environment, and, you know, we do have a multi-tenant console for partners, so you'll be able to set up a tenant for every single customer. But the machine learning is unique to their environment. So we do unsupervised machine learning on their environment that, you know, looks for trends in their, you know, normal network behavior or their normal user behavior. And then we can, you know, provide them a customized alerting scenario just for that tenant. And then if they do get into things like threat hunting, we have adaptive machine learning that can actually be used to do threat hunting. So the machine learning is really there to help reduce the amount of work that the partner has to do to get started and to get focused on the things that matter quickly for their customers and give them that, you know, high touch result that they're looking for.
You mentioned a few minutes ago event, I call it event correlation, which has always been the kind of bane to MSPs. It's been really tough because if you can't correlate things quickly, you get into inefficiencies and time delay and things get very manual very quickly. It sounds like that's really whether it's through this AI or machine learning, as you call it, it's kind of a pretty big thing for an MSP to be able to jump quickly into high levels of event correlation for security related data monitoring.
Yeah, it is really important because every security tool in your customer's environment has been designed to set off as many alerts as possible to prove that it's, you know, finding things in the environment. So that's when I say alert, that's what I mean. Lots of tools set off alerts, right? But an event is something that's happening that's a coordinated, you know, attack of some sort. It's not just, you know, too many alerts coming into the SOC. And I think the other challenge is that a lot of the current technologies, you can't see across all of those different threat vectors, right? You can see each of them individually and you can try to make a case for whether something's bad or not. But we look at it at a deeper level. And the way that we do that is through a process that we call Interflow. What Interflow does is it takes the metadata out of the logs and puts it into a standard format, which is our Interflow record for our platform. It's essentially a simple JSON record, but what it does is it takes all the noise out of the equation, and then it makes our machine learning more effective in the platform because we're just focused on the metadata. We're not focused on every signal coming out of, you know, a particular security tool or a particular network appliance.
What, as I'm thinking about all these are great, you know, selling points for the MSP needing to be relevant and maintain relevancy and trust with their customers, but it can't be overstated, in my opinion, that there's a lot of what you are talking about with your platform that could be very much relevant to the internal MSP operation. Like you could almost point your platform inward to the MSP and have a significant value. Has that been done to your knowledge?
Yeah, no, absolutely. All of our partners leverage us for their internal as well as their customer operations. And a lot of them use their internal network for demo purposes. So it's a great way to show that, you know, you're actually leveraging your technology, and then how you wrap your service around it becomes the interesting conversation.
Got it. Yeah, then that's really critical. What do you think some of the, so first of all, do you think that this is a better approach for MSPs wanting to get further into managed security, that this simplifies, no pun intended, the you know, SOC and SIM concept, right? This is an alternative, or are you a form of a SIM? I think I know the answer to that, but what are your thoughts?
Yeah, no, SIM is one of our capabilities of the overall platform, but the biggest value of the platform is that we are an open architecture. You're going to hear XDR from a lot of the firewall manufacturers and other manufacturers coming out here very soon. But the thing that we really focus on as a core tenant within Stellar Cyber is that our platform is open. We have hundreds of parsers from different technologies. We have dozens of API integrations so that we can do remediation into the tools in the environment. But what this means for the MSP is it opens your addressable market. For a long time, you know, you guys have been told, hey, standardize on, you know, this firewall platform so you can have, you know, efficiencies within your operations. What we're saying here is you can expand your addressable market just by leveraging the open nature of our platform, because you'll be compatible with more customer environments. You can essentially manage their mess for less.
So I got to be careful not to mention any specific firewall vendors by name, but if you are, you know, standardized on one particular firewall manufacturer, and that has been largely because you need to be proficient in that, the Stellar Cyber partnering with you guys really changes the game, because now you can manage the mess of anybody. And I mean, is that over a simplification of that?
No. And if you were to look at, like, let's say the Gartner Magic Quadrant for firewalls, right? We have parsers for all of them right now, and we have API integrations for most of them, right? So if you're using, you know, the ones that start with an S or with an F, you know, it's already there out of the box.
Well, that seems like a big game changer. I mean, we haven't had that type of a discussion in the channel for MSPs in a long time.
Yeah, and it's not just the firewalls, right? It's the different endpoint technologies. It's the different mail systems. I'll just give you a quick example. We have a partner who kind of just added us initially to their Microsoft 365 for their customers. And, you know, right out of the box, they were finding some zero-day threats that didn't have a reputation yet. And the way we know this is because we have over 15 different threat intelligence feeds that we correlate our events with all of this threat intelligence that we take in. So not only do we have the technologies, but we also have the threat intelligence, so they wouldn't need to buy a separate threat intelligence feed. So what happened was there was a DocuSign phishing attack that hit multiple of his, you know, customers. We alerted to it. The link that was, you know, in the DocuSign, you know, phishing email led back to a known command and control site that was sending in ransomware as soon as somebody clicked on that link, right? The second one that they found, which was interesting, was an arbitration email. And the file that was included was supposedly the arbitration agreement. It was a ransomware file. And, you know, it was identified by our platform 48 hours before it hit VirusTotal. So we have multiple examples of where, you know, leveraging our technology is not only helping the partner up their game, but it's helping them find zero days that aren't even, you know, on the radar of a lot of the manufacturers that they may be supporting today.
So it seems to me, based on what you said, that even if you are not heavily dependent on managing traditional, you know, legacy firewall devices, you know, the born in the cloud providers that are out there, even they would have a reason to tap into your platform, because you're like you said, you're aggregating a ton of data from various different sources, not just the stuff that's being managed.
Yeah, exactly. And so, you know, if you think about it, right, now that you've got a lot more people working from home, maybe they're logging in through Okta and they're using Salesforce, or they're using, you know, some other, you know, web application, or maybe they're going single sign-on into your application that you're hosting in a cloud provider, right? We can stitch together all of those things into events, right? If something bad starts to happen, and it'll cut across the endpoint technology, the cloud, or even the SaaS application if they're working remote. Whereas today, there's little or no visibility. You'd have to stitch all that together yourself.
Real quickly, just to wrap up our conversation, I want to get your thoughts on 2021 and where are the next, maybe I don't want to focus on challenges, but what are the opportunities as you see it for the MSPs in the coming new year?
Well, so we've been talking a lot about security, and I think it's going to continue. If you read all of the, you know, threat predictions for next year, it's not going to get any better. Obviously, hopefully we get out of, you know, the whole COVID situation with the inoculations or whatever. I can't think of the name of it right now, but... You know, I think that'll help us get back out of our basements and back to work. But I think that the threat actors are going to continue. And I think that, you know, having a security service is going to be important. And it's something that you're going to need to evolve next year as the threat actors evolve. And one of the ways that we do that in our platform is that, you know, with the Interflow records, we can create new detections every time the threat actors change their behaviors. So, you know, whether that's a new strain of malware, or, you know, maybe they figure out a new way to attack your car next year, you know, we're going to be able to create detections on the platform so that you won't have to buy a bunch more security tools. So the platform will grow as the threats evolve and change.
Well, folks, there you have it. Another option in your path towards developing a managed security practice. Brian, if they want to find out more information about what you guys are doing over at Stellar Cyber, what's the best way to reach you?
Yeah, so you can reach me at brian@stellarcyber.ai, or you can go to our website, Stellar, S-T-E-L-L-A-R, Cyber, C-Y-B-E-R.ai. And if you go to partners in the tab there, we have the three steps to join the Jumpstart program. We're providing transition services, competitive takeout, financing, all sorts of great things to help you get the platform onboarded into your business.
Well, Brian, I can't thank you enough. Always a pleasure to hear your voice and get your input on the market. And it seems like really this is going to be a major shift for the positive for MSPs and their customers, because this is really kind of cool technology, and it really takes the MSP practice to a much different, better level, I think, moving forward. So it'll be curious to see how this plays out next year. But appreciate you coming on to the MSP Zone. And for all of you out there interested, you know, take a look at Stellar Cyber. They got some pretty cool technology, and it is definitely another option for you in your practice. And if you're not developing a strategy towards getting into managed security, definitely should do it now, because 2021 is going to be all about security, just like it was in 2020. This is Charles Weaver with the MSP Zone. Until next time.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed today's episode, please give us a like. Make sure you're subscribed to the podcast so you'll get notified when future episodes are released. We will see you next time in the MSP Zone.